Hello, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes to a better you, a better day, and hopefully a better outcome. You're here with Mental Health Moments with Tara, the podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about holding space. You've heard that term before, holding space. I hear it often. I think it's a buzz term, a buzzword, but it also means something. I want to talk a little bit about what it means to me from a mental health standpoint, but I want you to hear it in a way that makes you think about ways that you can hold space for people and ways that they can hold space for you as well. Okay? So if you have a journal, if you have a notebook, if you have a tablet or something that you can jot down with, that's really helpful. Whenever you're listening to Mental Health Moments with Tara, having a jot book is a really smart thing to have if you can. Now, some of y'all are driving or in line or things of that nature, so it's okay if you can't, but try to listen again later with a journal because I think you'll really appreciate that. So what does holding space look like? Holding space for somebody looks like being there for them. You don't have to talk. You can just sit in a room with them. When I was in grad school, I had a professor, Professor Williams, who talked a lot about sitting in the mud with your client. And I remember thinking, what does that mean? And she was very clear that when you talk about sitting in the mud with your client, that means that you don't mind getting dirty. It's like if somebody slipped and fell in the mud and you decided to not slip and fall in the mud, but sit your bottom in that mud with them and hold their hand and say nothing. You're just both sitting in the mud together. Now, it's a messy scene, but if you think about the pain of falling and landing in a dirty spot and then somebody loving you enough to hold your hand and sit in that spot with you voluntarily and intentionally, that's the energy of holding space. So take that in. That means that if you're grieving, somebody is okay with just letting you talk, even if you make absolutely no sense. They're not correcting you. They're not trying to make you say the words just right. They're just there with you. That doesn't mean that they're giving advice even. Holding space doesn't mean that you're giving 1,000 reasons why they should do something one way or another. It means that you're listening and that you're there, that you're in their space. That could be a phone call. That could be a card. That could be literally sitting with them. But just being there is holding space. It might mean taking some of the burden off of them. So holding space could also mean like lightening their load, knowing that, man, they have to pick up their child or they have to pick up a package for a work duty. Maybe you're somebody who might volunteer to do something like that. Essentially, it's saying that you're going to be in their corner for whatever they need. You're lightening their burden. Holding space means that you empathize. Holding space means that you care and you show that in whatever way that's needed. And you understand what's needed because you're in that space, whatever that looks like. So ask yourself today, how can you hold space for somebody in your life? Is there somebody who needs you to hold space for them? Or do you need somebody to hold space for you? Take a moment and write down what your needs are. It's really good to do a little bit of a needs assessment. Write down what your needs are. Take some time to do that after you listen to this podcast episode. And then also take time to write down what the needs of others around you are. Those that you care about, those that you really want to see be successful. What are their needs? Is there a way that you can ask someone to hold space for you today based on those needs? And is there a way that you can hold space for somebody else based on their needs? I think reciprocity is a beautiful thing. You know, when we have that transference of help, great things can happen, but people can mentally and emotionally feel better. A lot of people are having a hard time right now. A lot of people are having an overwhelming time right now. So whatever you can do to be there can be really helpful. Not overextending yourself. You know, you might find a talent that you already have that you're already doing that might help. So if you're going to the grocery store anyway, you might say, hey, do you need some milk and eggs, right? Some licorice, right? Whatever. If you're already doing it, maybe you just tack onto what you're already doing it. You can make it work in a way that's not too intrusive to your own life and schedule, but that really helps somebody else out in the process. But being there looks a lot different than just one thing. So figure out what is holding space for your person and what do you need from others. Thank you for listening today. Share this with someone, review this. I need y'all to do that. It's so helpful. And be a supporter. Take care of yourself. And as always, be well.